buoyant remittances, relied upon by the government to support its external financing needs, have witnessed a sharp 22% decline on a month-on-month basis in April 2025. This drop, following record inflows in March, has raised concerns over a potential current account deficit, which analysts estimate could fall between $350 and $400 million for the month. Pakistan received workers' remittances worth $3.2 billion in April 2025, according to data released by the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP. This marks a 13.1% increase on a year-on-year basis, reflecting a continued trend of strong inflows from overseas Pakistanis. The cumulative inflow during July to April FY25 has now reached $31.2 billion, representing a significant 30.9% rise compared to $23.9 billion in the same period last fiscal year. Although April's inflows were solid, they showed a month-on-month MOM decline when compared to the exceptionally high figure of $4.1 billion in March 2025, commenting on the latest figures, Sana Tawfiq, head of research at Arif Habib Limited, AHL, told the Express Tribune. She attributed this dip to the end of seasonal factors, particularly the surge in remittances seen during Ramzan and Eid, which traditionally lead to a temporary spike in transfers. Now that the Eid-related effect has subsided, a MOM correction was expected, she stated. Tawfiq emphasized that despite the decline from March, the average run rate of remittances remains strong, which is a positive indicator for the economy. Tawfiq also highlighted potential challenges for the external account, forecasting a current account deficit for April 2025, estimated in the range of $350-$400 million. She pointed to the $5.5 billion import bill, as reflected in preliminary data of Pakistan Bureau of Statistics, PBS, as a primary factor contributing to this deficit. While the SBP's final balance of payments data is still pending, the trade figures suggest a temporary widening in the current account gap. However, Tawfiq maintained an optimistic outlook for the full fiscal year, projecting a current account surplus of around $1.3 billion for FY25, assuming stability in remittance inflows and controlled imports. Despite the short-term dip in April and a likely one-off deficit, the broader trend in workers' remittances remains favorable. These inflows continue to serve as a crucial buffer for Pakistan's external account, supporting macroeconomic stability amid global and domestic challenges. Ali Najib, head of Sales Insight Securities, said the increase in workers' remittances is primarily attributable to exchange rate stability, regulatory measures against informal transfer channels, growth in overseas employment, expansion of digital banking infrastructure, and supportive government policies. These factors collectively enhanced formal remittance inflows and bolstered external sector stability.